Tennessee lawmakers are taking the unusual step of calling back a bill they've already passed. The measure would lengthen how long children are in car seats. Lawmakers say they're facing an outcry it goes too far. The proposal had cleared the legislature earlier this week and was on its way to the governor's desk. It requires children under 5 to be in car seats and children under age 2 to be in seats that face backwards. That's longer than before. But the most controversial part of the proposal deals with booster seats. It says children have to be in them until they reach age 12, or 4 feet 9 inches. Since word of that got out, lawmakers have received dozens of calls, says Franklin Republican Glenn Cassida.
And just like other things, sometimes you have something called buyer's remorse. We passed it. I voted for it. But the more I got to thinking about it, and most members got to thinking about it, it's like, you know, maybe we should not have. And so we're just going to pull it back to re-examine. That's all.
Democrats objected. The proposal sponsor, Nashville Democrat John Ray Clemens, says hospitals and pediatricians recommend keeping children in car seats longer. Clemens adds that Tennessee's car seat law is vague, but it has long required children under 4 feet 9 to be in boosters. He says rewriting the proposal will put children in danger. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.